Army News, today's music. I'm Chris Sturgis on Garrison FM, coming to you from Afghanistan. It's early morning at Moblashkagar, my home for the next day or so. From Camp Bastion, it was a quick 20-minute flight in the Merlin helicopter, covering a distance of around 30 miles. As we neared our destination, we flew over the small town itself, and it looked really normal, to be honest. Children playing, people going about their everyday business. It could have been anywhere. Now, shortly after, and with a plume of dust, we landed at the HLS inside the Bob. It's not noisy, but it is very busy, with lots of construction work taking place, and, of course, lots of generators belting out noise as well. And there's various units and regiments just going about their everyday business. Now, over the next couple of days, I'm going to be here at Moblashkagar, catching up with some of the British soldiers who are based here. Earlier, I caught up with a seasoned campaigner who's been to Afghanistan on quite a few occasions.
Hello, I'm Captain Tom Davis, OCFSG, 1st Battalion, the Duke of Lancaster's Regiment.
Tom, thanks for joining us on Garrison FM. Now, this isn't your first tour. You've been out here on numerous occasions. How many tours have you been on to Afghanistan?
I was here on Herrick 12 as a platoon commander, and since then I've deployed and worked in TFH for a bit on Herrick 15, 16, and now I'm here as OCFSG on Herrick 17.
What have been the major differences over those tours, would you say?
I think the main difference was Herrick 12 was a summer tour, so it's generally a bit busier. And obviously this one's a winter tour, so things have been a little quieter. But the main difference I've seen is the ANSF. They've come along leaps and bounds. They're a complete difference. They're almost a different force to the ones we saw on Herrick 12. There's been a huge improvement.
Mm. Over the years, your role has completely changed as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, back on Herrick 12, it felt a lot like we were dragging them forward. And the change to now, we've been out on operations with them where they've pretty much just left us behind. They know the constraints we work under, and as we've been pulling off, they've been more than happy just to crack on their own. It's been really good to see.
Does it get frustrating? Because you guys, and I've said this to soldiers before, you're not used to being in this position, are you, of having to sort of take a few steps back and look at things from a distance. You guys are used to being, you know, right up there on the front line rather than, you know, this support and mentoring role that you're running now.
Yeah, that is true. I think any infantry's generally quite keen to get stuck in, and there's times they're almost a bit jealous when they see their NSF going on the ops, and effectively we, ISAF, get left behind. However, the future isn't us getting involved, it's them doing the job themselves, so it's all for the best.
And it must be good to see the change in communities of the local Afghans, how that they weren't there, they disappeared, now they're all coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of areas where the NSF have brought security. And people do feel more secure. The DC, moving around there, it's as if there isn't a conflict going on outside. It's completely normal. It's only when you start pushing out into the kind of rural areas it can be a bit more contested. But where the NSF are in force, they do an excellent job providing security.
Now, you're making it quite a lot easier for the guys who are coming out here on Op Herrick 18. They're going to have hardly anything to do, aren't they?
I think they'll have a fair bit to do. Us pulling off doesn't mean we don't pay attention to what's going on. Just us being here as ISAF, we require quite a lot of force protection. There's still a lot of movement about the battlefield, as it were.
Yeah.
So they'll still have those tasks to do. And just by being here, they need to keep themselves safe. And you don't achieve that purely just by sitting in your checkpoint.
Absolutely. When you get back to the UK, what will be the overriding memories that you take away from this particular tour? And indeed, maybe all the tours, because it's kind of coming to an end. What will remain in your mind?
I think the memories of Herrick 12 will remain quite strong, as I think they will to anyone who's been on a fairly kinetic tour. However, Herrick 17 has been such a stark difference. And the nice thing about Herrick 17 is whilst it's been quieter and maybe there's been a little less excitement, I think we've seen a lot more of what Afghanistan's actually about rather than just remembering it for the fighting.
And the security forces, the Afghan army and the police, they really have come up to scratch over such a short period of time as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. The people we work with on Herrick 12, whilst many of them were of very high quality, the people we work with now, when we work with them, they just want to get on with it themselves. And you can see the enthusiasm in them when it comes to the operations. They just want to get on and achieve these things on their own.
Listen, really appreciate your time. Obviously, you're looking forward to getting back home. Where's family? Who have you got back in the UK?
Oh, we're South Lake District, so quite looking forward to getting back to Kendal.
Lovely part of the country. And who have you got back there that you're going home to?
It'll be my family and my fiancée, Jane, right. Who will hopefully come and pick me up because I've got no car at the moment.
There he goes, that's Captain Tom Davies from One Lanks. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan, and there'll be more from me here for you tomorrow on Garrison FM.